All right, my podcast pals, welcome, welcome. It is the Daily Podcast. I mean that, too. I'm not being disingenuous. You are my pals. You're not just flicking us on your daily commute. You're seeking us out in your free time. Our favorite kind of listeners. You really, really like us. And I'm still scratching my head about that as to what's wrong with you. It's Dave Gibson in here hanging with you, as always, hosting the best stuff from this morning on this Tuesday, August 14th. We kick things off with rain reactions. My God, I'm never going to have to water my garden again, it seems, because we are just relentlessly at the mercy of the clouds overhead lately. So we talked about that. Hopefully everybody made it out unscathed from yesterday's downpour. And speaking of strange things, that's exactly what we wanted to hear about today. We went to the phones to hear about the strangest thing you've ever seen. We had some great eyewitness accounts, and we went down under, where 500 guitarists gathered in Australia to play a certain AC/DC track together. John got called out for creeping on the boardwalk down in Jersey. And our good friend Paul Mercurio checked in. He has a new show that he's been developing, and he wanted to tell us all about it. Plus, in Rome, they used to battle with gladiators in the Colosseum, but the fights there lately have been a little more lame than that, as you'll soon hear. Let's dive in together. Here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
How was your houses when you got home yesterday?
Totally fine.
Yeah, still standing, thankfully.
Yeah. I mowed my lawn yesterday.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, we had a solid 5 hours of sunlight and heat.
Driving home was amazing, too, by the way, because everyone was terrified to be on the road. I got home in 45 minutes.
I've got to tell you, I mean, I was in shock because, like, we were in here in the studio as all the rain was happening and, you know, didn't find out about a lot of it until we got off the air.
Seeing the videos.
And then seeing the videos, it was like, oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, and we just the Schuylkill alone.
Yeah.
But the video of that car dealership in New Jersey.
I'm going to post that.
Right. Yeah. Right, losing a parking lot full of cars down a river.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
if the Schuylkill River has not crested yet in Manayunk, it will today. So to get to Lincoln Drive going home, I'm going over the Schuylkill, and it is so high. It might be in some of the back of the bars already.
Yeah, it's very possible. It's very possible. And there could be more rain today. Yep. Aren't we special?
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
Some Ford dealership in New Jersey, right, or car dealership in New Jersey, which had a sort of stream going behind the dealership.
Right.
The stream totally flooded the parking lot, and it started taking cars into the stream. And we're talking SUVs, easily, would you say, a dozen of them?
Floating
down the stream.
Crunching them.
And then they hit a bridge. You know, it was a small concrete bridge, so they couldn't fit under it. Right. And we should put that video up, too, if we can find that. Right, but you just see this, they just float along and then they're just crashing into each
crumpling.
Other. Kind of like the way you see logs and houses in the Midwest when they have their floods.
Yeah.
Right, we have cars going down the stream. It was one of the strangest things I have ever seen until I came in the studios this morning. and then I found a video of a guy on a New York City subway, not a homeless guy or anything like that. You know, he's just, I guess, coming home from work or going to work. He's dressed for work. Right, and he's got a box, you know, with a 1 pound of butter in it. You know, he's got four sticks of butter in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulls out one of the sticks and unwraps it and just starts eating it.
Ugh.
Takes a humongous bite.
Yeah, a humongous.
It was not a nibble.
Right. It was literally at least a third, if not half, the stick of butter.
Even Paula Deen was like, oh, no, honey.
No, that's all wrong. Right, you know, which brings up the question. We've all seen some strange things in our lives. Can I get the Stranger Things music? Here we go. Thank you.
That comes back.
All right. But what have you seen? The odd things you've seen out on the whether it was on the street, maybe you were driving your car, maybe you're at a mall someplace. But this is the week. Look, we're seeing some strange stuff.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
You know what my big fear with all this rain is? is how soft the ground is. I mean, it just can't take any more water, right? So that's why we're getting the amount of flooding we're getting. And now, you know, the next thing is, oh, here come the trees. Yep. All right. Yeah, that's what this is, you know, because the root system just can't hold on anymore.
Right.
You know, but I mean, Cindy, I mean, yesterday, do you remember anything like what happened on the Schuylkill yesterday at 202?
Yeah, but it's been a long time.
Really? I never remember anything happening. I remember it happening like between the curve and like the boulevard, right? You know, but not like that.
All right. So maybe it wasn't at 202 before, but whatever.
I'm glad I can remember. I'm remind the traffic person about the traffic areas.
The John DiBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
The question, and have we found the car dealership video yet?
Yes, it's up there on the Facebook page.
On the Facebook page.
JDB
Show. Have you seen this footage?
No, it
literally is a car dealership in New Jersey that had like a stream or something running behind it. And there was so much rain that it literally lifted cars off the lot into the stream, sent them down the stream, smashing into a small bridge. And we're not talking one or two, we're talking SUVs, and we're talking easily a dozen of them.
I'm just looking at this. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely nuts. So the question at hand this morning is, all right, the strangest thing you ever saw. All right, you're driving along in your car, you're riding on a subway, like we got the guy eating the butter on the subway. Have you seen that one yet?
No.
Oh, what do you see? This guy has a pound of butter box, right, takes out one of the sticks and just starts chomping on it.
Yum.
Yeah, right. You know, there's a guy with a cholesterol problem. All right, so strange thing.
I think this was on the boulevard. I was driving, look over to my left, and there is a guy chomping on a full deli pickle.
Uh-huh.
Just in hand, not cut or anything, not a little slice of pickle, full on hump, like crunch, uh-huh. crunch.
No sandwich, just a
full on pickle in hand,
right?
Doing about 60 down to the boulevard.
Well, you know, when you want your pickle, you got to have your pickle.
Sounds like a life goal for me. I'm going to be that guy.
215-263-WMGK. We want to know about your stranger things that you've bumped into. The mall. I just remember this as we started talking about this.
Yeah, what do you got?
The mall. I'm at the mall one thing. You know, at the mall, they have those rest stations, you know, like they'll have those lounge chairs that vibrate your legs.
Oh, yeah, sure,
it's kind of like stopping at a Sharper Image,
mm-hmm.
right. Except they're charging a dollar to use it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a large woman. Okay. All right. Oh, large woman. She was of size. And she was, you know, not, let's just say the hip area.
Okay.
The hip and the buttocks were larger than the norm.
Common spot for it to go.
Too large for this seat.
Okay.
Those are big seats.
Right. Could not get out of the chair.
Oh.
It vibrated her into a wedge.
And I'm trying to figure out, as I'm walking past, I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on here, because there's like four security guards. You know, one's got a leg, right. One's got an arm, and they're yanking her, and they can't get her. I'm waiting to hear
Right. I'm hoping to hear it.
Waiting to hear a pop come out of the damn thing. All right, we got Jake here. Good morning, Jake. How's it going?
Hey, how you doing, John?
I'm doing just fine. All right, so there you are, going through your life, and all of a sudden, what do you see?
Homeless guy just pulls down his pants and defecates. Keeping eye contact, like a dog.
Where, Jake?
North Philadelphia.
I can relate to this, actually. When I lived in New York, it happened multiple times.
You know what? It happened to me with Casey out in L.A. Some guy, and we're walking down the Street of Dreams there. Here we are on Hollywood Boulevard.
Right.
And some guy decides to take a dump on Milton Berle.
Yeah, the worst part was he's like keeping eye contact, like, you know, like a dog, you know, when it goes out in the backyard.
You looking at me? Hey, Brandon.
So I was at work at Wegmans. I was bussing tables upstairs, and there's this homeless looking lady that I've seen come in a couple times. She's already done some weird things.
Okay.
She walks into the bathroom with a empty cup. She comes out with the empty cup. She comes in out with a yellow like liquid. My brain just starts going,
oh my god, stop.
I would expect this of Pathmark, not Wegmans.
Have a good morning. Kathy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing just fine. So the strange thing.
I was driving down Route 30 on my way to work, probably around the Berwyn area.
Okay.
And so I look to my right, and there's a person in a pink gorilla suit driving next to me.
Wait a minute. What year was this?
Probably about 10 years ago or so.
That's before we bought the suit for my on the street bit. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. We used to send Dave out in a gorilla suit. You know, it must have been a bachelorette party.
Something like that. Who knows?
Have a good morning. Hiya, Jennifer. All right. What did you see?
We were in Disney down in Florida at the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Right.
Waiting in line. And we saw an extremely large lady actually get stuck in the turnstile. They had to take it apart.
They had to take it apart?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Mickey Mouse came out.
To go forward or backward.
Oh, God. Lee, what about yourself? What did you see?
I was in California, of course, and I was driving down on the expressways, and I looked over, and this guy was sticking out of his sunroof and somehow driving with his feet.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. He must have put on cruise control.
I guess so. I don't know. I don't know what he was, like, standing, sitting, what, but he was driving with his feet.
Frank?
Yeah.
All right, so what did you see?
I was walking from the boardwalk in Asbury Park past the Empress Hotel. And I saw this guy about 40, about maybe 5'6", 125 pounds,
all right.
Nicely dressed, walking on a leash with a studded dog collar. Oh. A guy that was probably closer to 6 foot, really steroid out, pair of Daisy Duke shorts, no shirt, no socks, shoes, just walking down the street. And everybody that is watching this is just stopped. The traffic light.
I mean, my mouth is hanging open. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out when they open up a Woody's on the boardwalk.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
With the strange videos we found over the past couple of days, and I've got another one for you. All right, this is one. Do you have the AC/DC video, Dave?
Which one is that?
The guitarist. 500 guitarists in Australia got together to play Highway to Hell.
Oh, no kidding!
Right, you know, yeah. And they were trying to break a record, but wasn't the record like in Poland or
something? Like 7,000 from 7, Poland 000, who yeah. did Hey Joe.
Hey Joe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, this is in Australia. They have a live drummer and they're playing the track. And 500 guys with guitars.
1, 2, 3!
It's a lot of sound. And they're just playing the record and a drummer.
Right. I would have rather been TNT and heard 500 people going, "Oi! Oi!"
Well, I'm going to go with the real version.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
Now, this is a rather involved text that we got here. It says, "Good morning, John. A few years back, while on a family vacation in Ocean City, right, my family and I are walking on the boardwalk, and I see this guy sitting on a bench with an old-time video camera taking pictures of everybody walking up and down the boardwalk. This guy had this odd-looking smile on his face." Let's see, this text is jumping all over the place.
It's getting creepy.
Right, right. Odd-looking smile on his face. Right, and to make a long story short, right, because the text jumps all over the place. But to make a long story short, Cindy, right, mm-hmm. This woman turns to her husband and says, "I think that's John DeBella from WMGK. Of course, my husband tells me I don't think so." And, you know, and being the wife that she needed to be correct, right? So she looks at me. She looks at him. It's me.
Really?
It is me.
What are you doing?
First off, it wasn't an old-timey video camera. It was a professional video camera.
Like a Charlie Chaplin video.
But I can
video.
Understand that anybody who would see one of these things would think it was an old VHS camera. Because a pro videos cameras are big, right? You know, and I was sitting there gathering. Look, there ain't nothing like watching people on the boardwalk in Ocean City. There's nothing like that at all. And I just sat there, had the camera running, taking video and seeing what conversations I could pick up. And it turned out to be nothing. But I thought that maybe I could come up with some sort of, you know, strange video or, you know, put voice track over it and pretend what the people, but they never really worked out. Right. But yes, lady, it was me. Just so you know. Right. She says that I shushed her and just smiled. I just went, shh. Right.
That's creepy.
Everything about this
That's
is creeping
super
me out.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, that's all right. All right. You haven't found the video cameras up in your house yet, have you?
I'm checking my lamp the second I get home.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, what, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
Our good buddy Paul Mercurio has a one-man show called Permission to Speak. And it's running at the Jerry Orbach Theater in Manhattan through the 22nd of this month. And tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Mercurio has found a way to do an act without having to write it.
And this is going to help me sell tickets, how, the thing you just said?
I'm watching the clips from it. You're just like the question man. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, listen, I'm too busy drinking Jack Daniels. I can't be writing stuff and then thinking about stuff. And then I got this stupid kid of mine who just, you know.
You feel the love there for the family and the audience.
By the way, my kid is grown up. You've met him a couple of times. I was on the road like a few weeks ago, and I call home, and I hear, hello? And I'm like, my wife's sleeping with another guy. His voice changed. And then real quick, and then we'll get to the show. So my wife goes, you need to talk to Alex. I go, why? She goes, he's spending a lot of time in the shower. He's at that age.
Uh-huh,
so I think
no.
There's a problem. Yeah. I go, there's not a problem. She goes, I think there's a problem. I go, how? She goes, I go, there's not. She goes, how do you know? I go, trust me, if you're that age and you spend a lot of time in the shower, that's not a problem. That's a good thing, right? And she goes, well, I think you need to talk to him, have the talk. I'm not going to have the talk. Why? Because my father didn't have the talk with me. He was this blue-collar Italian guy who put floors in for a living. And one time I said to him, Dad, I was like 12 or something, 13. I go, Dad, I got feelings down there. He's like, paint the house. Like, that was his whole conversation. She goes, well, you need to talk to him. She goes, he needs to know what he's doing in there. I go, what do you think? He needs to know what he's doing in there. He's a 15-year-old kid in the shower. What do you think? He's having trouble doing his taxes in there? What are you talking about? So, yes, I'm talking to the audience, but the audience has really interesting stories. Basically, I like to talk to the audience usually at the beginning of the show, and more as I've been doing it, these stories that people have just are coming out. Like, I had this couple. They're like 68, 69-year-old couple. They go, we're married a year. Everybody's like, oh, isn't that great? I'm like, how'd you meet? The woman goes, spankme.com. And now everybody started laughing and did what you did, thinking she was joking. She goes, I'm not joking. And then the guy goes, yeah, we have a wonderful marriage. He goes, we have an open marriage. I go, well, what does that mean? We're just very open sexually. We think people are too repressed. And then she goes, yeah, you know, I was out looking on the dating sites, and I was looking for a dom, and he was looking for a sub, and then we got together, and we did some kinky role play, and one thing led to another. They look like your grandmother and grandfather.
And this is in front of a theater full of people.
I swear, I'm not making any of this up. You know, of course, I went back to the hotel with the two of them, and sex was great, but when you're done, you smell like mothballs. So I get this other woman. I go, what's your name? She goes, Nydia. I go, Lydia? She goes, no, Nydia. Like, she clearly was angry that people make that mistake. I go, Nydia with an N. Okay, that's an interesting name. How'd you get that name? She goes, my father named me after his lover. I'm like, oh, okay, you were born out of wedlock. No big deal. That stuff happened. She goes, no. My father was married to my mother, got her pregnant with me, at the same time was having an affair with this woman, and named me after the woman he was having an affair with.
Oh, my God!
I know, and that woman was my sister. No, kidding. No, I mean, that was a little joke at the end, but that, honestly, that was the conversation. And then I said to the woman, I go, are your parents still married? She goes, no, what are you, crazy? They're divorced. Which my mother found that out.
Now, will you take this show on the road?
Yeah, we think it travels well, you know what I mean?
I can't wait till you do it in the South.
Right, exactly.
Here's a word you'll hear a lot, sister. Paul Mercurio's new show, Permission to Speak with Paul Mercurio, continues to run through August 22nd at the Jerry Orbach Theater. You can get tickets through Ticketmaster.com. You know I'm proud of you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. It's really cool to do this. You know, a lot of times in life you plan something, it doesn't turn out the way you'd hope, like my marriage. And wait a minute, what? Wait, honey, don't leave. Come back.
Honey, come back. We got to get the kid out of the shower.
Exactly. Hey, my water bill is what? What am I, Rockefeller?
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.
You've been to Rome, right?
Yes.
You've been to the Trevi Fountain?
I was there. It was covered in scaffolding.
Oh, they were updating and cleaning it.
Yeah, but I was able to walk on the scaffolding and be above, but inside the fountain.
Wow.
Yeah, which is
wow.
cool.
So well, you know, the Trevi Fountain, you know, the three coins in a fountain
right.
is you know, a major tourist trap in Rome. I mean, everyone and his mother's there. And it seems that the other day, there was a Dutch teen and an Italian woman. I mean, really, is the fountain is huge. It is, Dave, it is bigger than this room.
Okay.
Okay? It is a huge, huge fountain.
Like a swimming pool almost? But,
yeah. Almost. I mean you got major sculptures. It's really tall. It's really wide. And these two people get into a physical fight over selfie op.
Stupid.
Right? You can take a picture anywhere around. No, they both needed to get into a battle. And they literally hair pulling, throwing into the fountain, police, everything. All because two women wanted a selfie at the same spot. Teach your children, folks. Teach your children.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.